You're listening to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network with your host, Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center in Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented four plays: The Last Diner, The Bickersons, I Know You Did It, and Family Visitors. Eugene is entertaining family, but try as she may, she just can't seem to please her guests in Family Visitors. The play was introduced and directed by Senior Center volunteer Jean Newland. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 24th, 2012, as a part of the Encore Players Fall Performance. This is the fourth and final part of this Wednesday series. Here's Jean Newland.
Our next piece is a wonderful adaptation that was done by our very own Rich DeMong and his wife Linda. They typed their little fingers to the bone. And it's our last piece of the day, I might add. It's about family. Most of us really love our family, don't we? Except sometimes when they come to visit. And they stay. Well, today we are meeting Energene, a most devoted niece, and she's dusting and working hard to prepare for a visit from her aunt and uncle, and so now, family visitors.
Hello?
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 Is that you, Aunt Maybelline?
Hold on, I don't have my hearing aid in.
Aunt Maybelline, this is Energene.
Oh, hello, dear. How are you, and what do you want?
Aunt Maybelline, you called me.
Did I really? Huh. Well, what did I want?
I truly don't know.
Let me think. Now I remember. I was talking to your Aunt Barella yesterday, and she told me that she and Uncle Dilbert are coming to visit you today. And she didn't invite me. Sometimes I wonder about my sister.
Oh, I am sorry. But I have an idea. Why don't you take a taxi and join us for dinner? I'm making a roast, which I know you like.
And eat with them? Heavens no. I can't stand to be in the same room with Dilbert. He's gotten even grouchier over the years, and my sister tolerates it. Sometimes she gets on my nerves. You know, our mother always liked her best.
Well, then you and I must get together soon. We will miss you today.
Well, do say hi to my sister. Don't bother with Dilbert. Enjoy their visit if you can. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See you soon. Hello, Uncle Dilbert and Aunt Barella.
Hello, Eugene. Don't get too close. I may be coming down with a cold.
Oh.
Say, you gained a little weight there, aren't you?
I think it's just the blouse. And did you two have a nice trip?
A nice trip? Not exactly. The roads were bumpy and traffic was terrible. I thought we'd never get here.
I got so car sick. I thought I'd have to stop to upchuck. And you know how Dilbert is with the car. So I had to take two Dramamines to make myself feel better.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Why don't you just sit down and relax, and I'll get you both a nice, refreshing cup of coffee.
Oh, that would be good.
No.
Coffee? No. We don't drink coffee.
Oh. How about a cup of decaf instead?
Goodness, no. We don't like decaf either. It tastes like mud.
Well, then maybe I could get you a glass of something cool. How about a soda?
Not soda. All those bubbles make me burp.
Oh, dear. Then how about some water?
Water will be just fine. Do you have filtered water? I never could stand what comes out of the tap.
Actually, I do use filtered water. Would you like an ice cube?
I better not. Ice water causes headaches behind the eyes.
How about you, Uncle Dilbert? An ice cube?
No, thanks. You probably made them with water from the tap, which I don't trust. Traveling sure works up an appetite, doesn't it, Morella?
Sure does.
You're hungry. That's good. I just happened to have a wonderful roast beef dinner with all the trimmings waiting for you. It just finished cooking a few minutes ago.
Roast beef? That's red meat. You know it clogs the arteries. Don't you have something a little more healthful?
Well, I suppose I could come up with something. Let's see, I have a lot of nice fresh vegetables from the farmer's market. I could put a salad together in no time.
All that roughage causes gas.
Oh, we wouldn't want that to happen, would we? I believe I have a pizza in the freezer. Would you like me to put it in the oven?
Pizza? That gives me heartburn. Don't you have anything bland?
Well, probably. How would you two like some macaroni and cheese?
I'm afraid you'll overcook them. I hate mushy noodles. They remind me of worms.
A milkshake?
Energine, you know I'm lactose intolerant.
A nice big red apple.
Apples make my dentures slip.
Maybe some herbal tea and toast, then?
Not for me. That sounds perfectly tasteless.
I have an idea, Uncle Dilbert and Aunt Barella. You have your water, and here's some crackers. Let's eat them, and then we can take a nice walk so you can stretch your legs after your car ride.
I can't go walking. I left my cane at home.
Of course you did. Why am I not surprised? Then we'll stay here. How about a movie? I have a couple that I've rented.
No movies for me. There hasn't been an actor worth watching since John Wayne stopped working with Maureen O'Hara.
I know. Let's put something on the stereo. I have some really nice CDs.
Music? Ha! The battery went out on my hearing aid on the way over here. And you know your Aunt Barella hasn't been hearing good for years. She won't wear her hearing aid. She says it makes her look old.
I heard that.
I would just hear static, and she would just hear bits and pieces.
Well then, let's just sit around and talk nice and loud and catch up on all the family news. Tell me, what have you two been doing lately?
You know, same old things, as we always do.
Really? And what people have you seen lately that I might know?
The same people we always see.
And have you gone any place particularly interesting?
Sure, all the time.
How nice for you. Where have you gone lately?
Oh, here, there, everywhere.
Is there anything that you two particularly like to do?
Well, you know, we do anything and everything.
I have an idea. Why don't we get out the playing cards and have a nice, exciting game of rummy?
Energine, you know we don't play cards. Say, Energine, these crackers taste really good. What are they?
Just plain saltines, unsalted. Uncle Dilbert, would you like some more, too?
Maybe I'll have just one or two more of those crackers. Then we'll have to be going if we want to get home before dark.
Yes, Dilbert has night blindness, and things aren't too clear when it gets dark.
Oh, goodness. You're leaving? It's 3 o'clock already. Doesn't time fly?
You have to come and visit us soon, Imogene. You've always been my favorite niece.
Well, thank you, Aunt Varela. Thanks for saying such a nice thing.
And you don't have to wait for an invitation.
Oh, I won't.
I can't remember when I've had such a good time, Imogene.
Well, bless your heart. Oh, my, it's getting dark.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Imogene, this is your Aunt Maybelline again. I've got to talk fast because the taxi's almost here. I've decided to come and join you for that wonderful roast beef dinner. I should see my sister, and I'll tolerate my brother-in-law for the evening. See you in about 15 minutes. Bye!
But... Oh, dear. Family.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.